What's going on, everybody, and welcome to the Vibing Podcast, Episode 1. I'm your host, Hayden Foster, also known as Hayden is Vibing. And today on the first episode of the podcast, we are talking about a very trending topic at the moment, which is YouTube pedophiles. I originally wasn't going to make this the first episode, but in light of one of my favorite childhood YouTubers recently being outed as a pedophile, I figured now is, like, the best time to do it. So, starting off with, like, just an overview, YouTube as a platform is so incredibly large. It's the world's largest leading video sharing service, and everybody has a favorite YouTuber, or at the very least has heard of a famous YouTuber, YouTube influencer, whatever you want to call it. Now, like some of you, YouTube played a huge part in my childhood. You know, I remember the golden age of Smosh, Sky Does Minecraft, Vanoss Gaming, you know, etc. Like, the list goes on and on. But of course, when you have a platform that quite literally encompasses the entire world, you're bound to get some fucked up content creators. And you know, over the years, there has been YouTube murderers, rapists, pedophiles. A few notable ones to remember off the cuff would be, you know, Mr. Anime. And that's the guy who shot and killed his parents and his younger brother. He was on YouTube for a long time back when it first came out. And then you have other scumbags on the opposite end of the spectrum, like Austin Jones, who was sentenced to 10 years for soliciting minors for sexual pictures and videos. And now, there's many more that you could list off, because there's just so many, but those were some of the ones that came to mind. Now, I choose this topic today because there's two main things I want to talk about. I'm sure most of you guys have heard the drama about Shane Dawson recently. I mean, it would be pretty hard to miss. Many things have come out against Shane Dawson, including racism, corporate espionage, and his weird and disgusting behavior towards minors. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Now, of course, I do have to say that I'm not a lawyer. You know, obviously, I don't want to get sued. And nothing I say is concrete. I'm just making a judgment call based on the things that I've seen and heard and looked at. And of course, you know, do your own research and form your own opinions and that whole thing, you know, blah, blah, blah. All of this being said, before we dig into the real meat of the story, I want to say that I was a huge fan of Shane Dawson at one point. I loved his conspiracy videos and exploring the haunted locations like the Queen Mary ship and the Stanley Hotel. And, you know, I thought the series he did with Jeffree Star was cool. And I thought that it was informative. It gave a behind-the-scenes look into an industry that I have no knowledge of. So that's always, like, a fun thing to see. I found it interesting. And, you know, I say all of this to come across more genuine, I guess, because I'm about to bash Shane and his actions, so I do think it's only fair if I give some credit for the things he's done that I've enjoyed. But, yes, like I've said, many things have come out against Shane recently, and I'm only going to focus specifically on his actions toward minors today, because the other stuff, you can make an entire episode on the other things that have come out against him alone, and also that would make this episode long as fuck, and there's other people I want to talk about, not just Shane. So I'm going to give some examples, and I'm going to play some audio clips of his disgusting behavior towards children, and then I'm just going to talk about him. I'm just going to give my opinions. So starting with the most damning and disturbing clip that we have Shane on the Shane and Friends podcast, where he quite literally tries to justify pedophiles, and he also admits that he finds a 6-year-old child sexy, and admits also that he has Googled and looked at child pornography. I cannot make this shit up. Here's the clip.
So then, the soup plantation sound. Yes, I saw it. It looked amazing.
And the 6-year-old girl goes, oh, how many followers do you have? I mean, first of all, it was almost like one of those contests where it's like, how big is your dick? And this kid slapped her huge dick on the table and was like, a 6-year-old who goes, oh, I have 125,000.
No.
Her dick was almost as big as mine.
Really?
And I said, okay, little big dick, why do you have so many followers? And she goes, oh, I'm a cheerleader. And I'm like, oh, really? And she shows me her Instagrams, which are like, first of all, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but like, she's like sexy.
You're disgusting.
I know. Listen, we've talked about pedophilia before.
Shane, like, do not say this. And like, I don't even want to talk about it. Like, you will get arrested. Pedophilia. Okay. And it's so disturbing. And like, I just pretend that he doesn't.
Okay, wait, no, let me explain.
Oh, God.
Here's my justification for pedophilia. But here's my thing. People have foot fetishes. People have fetishes about, you know, everything. and there's websites on the internet where they can look at that weird, creepy shit and jerk off to it. Okay, fine, everybody do your thing. So why is it when somebody looks at Google's like naked baby on Google and jerks off to it, they can get arrested? Because, I don't understand that.
Because there's a naked baby, because somebody took a picture of a naked baby. I mean, I watch a lot of Law and Order.
But here's the worst part of it. I actually went to Google and I'm like, I don't want to see.
You're going
to
get arrested.
I know, but I didn't want to see child porn, but I just wanted to see like, okay, let me just pretend. Yeah. Let me pretend like I'm a pedophile for a sec.
Okay, by the way, just for the record, police, I have nothing to do with this. I didn't know this. Like, you can literally get arrested for saying.
I know, Liz, let me finish.
Sorry.
So I typed in naked baby. First of all, I don't understand why anybody would be turned on by that. But
that's the first good thing you've said.
But they were sexy.
I mean, that's just fucking disgusting, man. And there's been so many more clear examples of just him being a pedophile. And in that clip I just played, you can hear how, like, disturbed the co-host is. And she tries to get him to stop and, you know, pick a different topic to talk about. Because who in their right mind would want to sit there with a man that's literally justifying pedophilia? But, you know, Shane doesn't want to stop. He just won't. And there's so many more clips, and I'm going to play more of them in a moment here. And you'll just see, like, just how fucked up he really is. And it's become self-evident, to me at least, that, like, just the thought of this kind of stuff is what, like, turns Shane on. And it's so fucked up, but just talking about it seems to be enough to really, like, get him going. And, you know, I actually believe that's why he likes to talk about this disgusting shit so much. I wish that was it, but there's so many more clips to play. So here's the next clip of Shane Dawson being a creepy pedophile. And it's Shane and his girlfriend at the time. Now, granted, this video was taken a while back. Like, a while back. I'm talking years. But it's him and his girlfriend at the time. And they're talking to Shane's 12-year-old cousin. And they're going into detail about sex and putting stuff in her mouth. And this one is more disturbing just because there's an actual child in the room with them when they're doing this kind of shit. So, I mean, viewer discretion advised for these next couple clips, I guess. I don't really know what else to say, so here, I'm just going to play it and then we'll talk about it.
We want to know. We have a question.
What is it? Very important question. And you don't need to feel shy about it.
No, you really...
It's natural.
It's natural. Is there anybody around? No?
It's natural for a girl at your age.
Yeah. So we want to talk to you. We want to explain what sex is to you. We did get real quiet.
Where's the other peep? We should probably explain.
Oh, yeah. We'll use peeps. Okay, well, one peep and then we'll use you.
Oh.
Okay. So I'll just pretend like that's, you know. I mean, that works.
Lucy, this happens.
See? Oh.
And then you're so happy and you're an adult. I can't believe I'm endorsing this. Look what you've turned me into.
So Lucy, does that make sense?
Can you reenact it for us?
But Lucy, listen, you should be in love and you should preferably be married and hopefully not have any kids.
Okay.
And you should definitely be over the age of like 24, 25.
And he should put a ring on it.
And he should put a dick ring on it. No, I'm kidding. No, you don't know what that is. You shouldn't know what that is. Okay. Now, are you on your period right
Stop
now?
Stop it. What?
I'm trying to get answers.
No. How old are you?
I'm not going to give you anything.
So close.
How old are you?
I'm 12.
She's
this
on period,
feels very...
Right?
No, what?
Are you? No, you're not on your period? You bleed.
No.
Now listen, you have a boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
Now, what did I tell you? When he says, can I put it in, you say...
No.
Good. High five, girlfriend. Now, when he says, what about just in your mouth, you say...
No.
No.
You say, I bite. Right?
12 years old, everybody.
I love you too. Can you twerk for us? I know, twerking is insane.
Oh, I love you too.
Oh, I love you too. Now shut up and twerk. Maybe she can't hear us. Okay, wait.
Okay, okay.
It's so fucked up, man. Like, I feel like I gotta say that each time we listen to one of these. But this one especially was fucked up. Like, that's your whole family, dog. Like, you're supposed to protect your family. You're supposed to care for your family. And it's just so weird and awful that he continues to say these things and just nobody stops him. And also in that second clip that I played there, when he was asking the 13-year-old child to twerk and his mom was just sitting there and she doesn't say anything to try and stop him, like, that's the real crazy part, like, if you stop and think about it. Because it must run in the family at that point. And I have, there's something else I also wanted to dive into. I don't have the clip for this one, but I'm sure most of you know about the clip of Shane Dawson pretending to jerk off to a picture of Willow Smith when she was a minor. And, you know, Jaden Smith has already come out and attacked Shane in a tweet over this, and that's some pretty huge stuff. And, you know, overall, we've just seen countless evidence of just Shane Dawson being a creepy pedophile asshole. And it's just, I don't even have the words for it. Like I said, I have a script written, and, you know, I'm spitballing my ideas, and I'm reading off of the script. And even then, like, I've prepared this episode for a while now, and I still can't just fathom just, like, just how somebody can just be such, like, a disgusting asshole. And, you know, we've seen it time and time again, like, because the people that are like this, you know, pedophiles, like, they don't go away. Like, they're always going to be a stain on society. And there's nothing we can really do against that besides, you know, locking them up and, like, treating them as social outcasts. And I think in Shane's case, he shouldn't be treated any different. So, you know, an overall statement here for me is that clearly something in Shane's head is fucked. And in my opinion, he is a sick, twisted asshole. And there's really nothing much else to discuss here. I think it should be noted that Shane, since, like, all of these videos have come out, he has made an apology video. But many people, including me, have seen through the bullshit of that apology. And we see that he just tries to make himself the victim. And he makes a bunch of excuses. And I think about it like this. You know, these are the clips that we've seen of him being a pedophile when he knows that he's being recorded. So, you know, I can only imagine the kind of shit that he says in his private life when the cameras are off. Just once again, you know, overall, he's a disgusting person for this. And in my opinion, you know, I hope he can get the kind of help that he needs, because I truly believe he does need psychological help. And I hope that, you know, one day he stops this disgusting bullshit. I'm no longer going to be watching Shane or supporting him. To be honest, I don't see how even the most diehard of fans could excuse this type of behavior. And I really feel like that's all to be said. Star committed it against James Charles. I think that could be interesting, but, you know, that's enough on my part about Shane for today. And I want to move on to another famous YouTuber who has recently been outed as a pedophile. Now, earlier at the very start of the episode, I talked about Vanoss Gaming. And if you watched Vanoss Gaming as, like, a kid or a preteen, you're probably very familiar with his friend group, which is made up of other famous YouTubers, you know, H2O Delirious, I Am Wildcat, Basically I Do Work, Big Jiggly Panda, 407, Dahi Denogla, Louis Caliber, Terrorizer, Smitty, just to name a few. Now, if you are familiar with this group, you may realize that I left out a large YouTuber who was once very close to these guys and played games with them on a regular basis. And that YouTuber in question is Minilad, aka Craig Thompson. Now, maybe you see where I'm going with this. Now, wait, because like I did before with Shane, you know, before I say anything negative about Minilad, I do feel it's only right to express how big of a fan I was and how much I've enjoyed his content over the years. So, a little bit of background, you know, Minilad was a pretty prevalent YouTuber for being friends and playing games with Vanoss and all the other YouTubers, like I said. They would all play games and post funny moment videos on their YouTube channels. And I'd say around 2013 to 2015, the group of friends, you know, all of them, they just really skyrocketed in popularity. And they quickly became some of the most popular gaming YouTubers on the site. So, you know, I've been a fan of the whole crew of all of these guys since those early 2013 videos. And, you know, of course, since Minilad was a part of the crew, obviously I was a fan of him as well. But a little while ago, I think I'd say it started around early 2018, maybe, Minilad sort of broke away from the friend group and started making his own solo type videos. The most notable being the meme stream highlights, and other stuff of that nature. He did a lot of live streaming more often, I noticed. And you know, he still did some like gaming YouTube videos just with a smaller group of friends, and like almost never contact with the original group. And you know, that was fine for him. He was doing fine. His videos were still gaining views, and he was out here living his best life, right? But so Minilad broke away from his friend group, and you know, obviously I was still in fan. I was still in fan. Guys, I really can't speak today. But obviously I was still a fan of him. I enjoyed watching his solo content from time to time. But of course, because I'm talking about him, of course there's a dark side. Recently, Minilad himself has come out and admitted to being a pedophile and sending sexual and suggestive pictures of himself to a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old over a six-month period. Now, one of these pictures was even of Minilad in his underwear, like with his bulge on full display, you know, real weirdo type shit. And Minilad himself has stated that these claims are true and that he did do this. First episode, no biggie. So this is Minilad's tweet of... So this is Minilad's tweet of him taking accountability for being a pedophile and also trying to apologize for it, which, you know, we'll get into that. But it starts off with, "Hi everyone, many of you are probably aware by now of the allegations recently made online about my behavior a few years ago. I have read through everything that was said and shared and understand how unacceptable my actions were. I take full responsibility for the inappropriate texts and messages I sent. I regret having said or sent anything that made anyone uncomfortable or upset. I am truly and deeply sorry for what I did. I absolutely should have done what was necessary at the time, and that was seeking professional help. Realizing that my actions were completely unacceptable and working to change my behaviors from the inside out. Moving forward, I fully commit to working on myself, including going to therapy, rethinking and changing some of my life choices, and personally apologizing to those I have harmed. I know it's hard to believe, and I totally get it. I haven't given you a reason to trust me, and I know I need to earn it, but that's on me to prove to you. I know there's no righting my wrongs here, and I want to express again how sorry I am to the people I have hurt and the fans I have let down. I have a long road of personal searching ahead of me, so that's my focus now. I will be back when the time is right. Take care of yourselves. Craig Thompson, a.k.a. Minilad." So, Minilad admits that he's a pedophile, and he claims that he's gonna get help. And, I mean, if that's true, good for him. But, same thing I said with Shane, he's still a fucking disgusting pedophile. And I'm sorry, but I don't have much sympathy for that. I basically have the same reaction as I did with Shane in terms of, like, how to deal with it. Like, I'm no longer going to be supporting Minilad or Shane. And that's just the way it is because even, like, listen, I understand reform. Like, obviously... You have a mental illness. Well, I wouldn't call being a pedophile a mental illness. That's I don't think that's the right phrasing of that. I do think that they definitely need psychological help, and I hope that they get it. But I also will not be excusing their actions, even if they get the help that they need. And, you know, that's just me, and I'm not going to sit here, and I'm not going to tolerate that. You know, I hold content creators to a higher margin, as I think we all should. And I've seen a lot of people in the comments, specifically on Minilad's side, trying to justify his pedophilia, and fucking gross, they're doing the same shit Shane Dawson did when he called a six-year-old child sexy. Like, it's just the utmost dumb and disgusting shit I've seen in a while, and 2020 just keeps getting worse. And everybody, everywhere is mad all the time, and people are going down left and right. But, you know, in this case, it's very much deserved. And, you know, if Shane and Minilad end up having to do jail time, I honestly wouldn't be upset about it. I feel like maybe they do need some time to sit in a jail cell and think about their actions. I think maybe that could help them. But, you know, that's just my opinion. And, you know, that's basically it for this episode, guys. I specifically just wanted to talk quickly about Shane Dawson and Minilad, and I just, because there's such a big heap of other YouTube pedophiles that I could dive into if I want, But it's honestly really depressing looking this shit up. Like, just seeing, like, people that you have looked up to, in a sense, just being so disgusting and the bottom barrel of society. And it's really disheartening, like I said. So, I think maybe in a future episode, I could dive more into this. Talk about the YouTube algorithm theory that was being pushed around and how it's tailored more towards pedophiles. We could talk about that more. I definitely would like a future episode specifically on Shane Dawson to dive into some of the bigger things that I missed. And, you know, I want to talk specifically about maybe why there's such a big or such a large amount of pedophiles on YouTube. And I believe that the problem is that when YouTubers, when they become rich and famous, they tend to feel above everybody, including the law. And, you know, obviously that's not a blanket statement for all YouTubers. There is rich and famous YouTubers that are the best people you'll ever meet in your life. And they're nothing but nice and respectful and all the power to them. I'm not trying to call anybody out, you know, except for these nasty-ass pedophiles. But I feel like for the average person that hasn't been famous their whole life, hasn't been rich, when you quickly go from a position of having nothing to having anything you want, you tend to power trip, and that can go to your head. And I believe that's what's leading many of these YouTubers to becoming sick and thinking that the law doesn't apply to them, and then just going after minors. And usually when powerful YouTubers go after minors, it's usually because those minors are fans of the YouTuber, and, you know, they're so desperate to get attention from this person that they look up to that they're willing to do anything. And oftentimes, like, if the YouTuber is a predator, then that's when the pedophilia shit starts. And, you know, it's a horrible thing. And, you know, I hope it stops, but in the reality of the situation is that it won't stop. And, you know, these type of things just happen. And, you know, we're lucky that we have proof against these two, because, like, these are the ones we've caught. But in all actual reality, like, there's millions more that haven't been caught. So, not to end on a depressing note, you know, but, you know, I want to talk more about this stuff. I do find it interesting. That's really all I have to say as of right now, though. And I would, like I said before, I would like to go deeper in to both of these subjects. Maybe even another episode about just Mini-Lad himself. I think maybe that would be something to look into, possibly, if more comes out on the situation, because this has only been happening for about a week, and the situation is still kind of developing. So, you know, if more comes out on that front, we can look into that as well. But that's going to be all for this episode of the podcast, guys. First one, short one. We were out here. We did it. It's happening. And that's going to be all, guys. So I'll see you guys in the next episode.